And God's word for us this morning, to nourish us, to strengthen us, to uplift us up in our daily life, as we walk on the path of life, as His redeemed children in Christ, He continues with this subject of prayer. Because the subject of prayer is very important for us to have in our daily life, to remind us of who we are, and to strengthen us for our walk of life. As Paul says in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, that about that Holy Spirit that takes the groanings too deep for words and brings them to the throne of grace. So far in our Old Testament is Abraham. And Abraham is talking with God. And I want you to think about toward the end of this Old Testament reading for this morning. Again, he spoke to him. He said, suppose 40 are found there. He answered, for the sake of 40, I will not do it. Then he said, oh, let not thy Lord be angry, and I will speak. Suppose 30 are found there. He answered, I will not do it if I find 30 there. He said, oh, behold, I have undertaken to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 are found there. He answered, for the sake of 20, I will not destroy it. Then he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak again, but this once. Suppose 10 are found there. He answered, for the sake of 10, I will not destroy it. And the Lord went on his way. When he had finished speaking to Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place. Interesting scripture reading for this morning to remind us about how precious talking with God is in our daily life. Because I want you to think about that, those lives. I want you to think about those faith lives that you have. And I want you to think how stressed out we get at times. And I want you to think about the uphill journey we have in life and how we struggle at times. And we struggle with prayer. And I dare say that men struggle with prayer more than women. Women seem to pray easily. Men, it is hard for us to grasp. And we may be like these guys out in a boat on Lake Superior. Now, Lake Superior is a big lake. And growing up in Duluth, getting very different visions of that lake out there. It can be calm and nice and beautiful, and just 5 minutes later, it can be an angry lake. I want you to think about an angry lake. I want you to think about these guys in the boat, and they're rocking and rolling, and water's going over the bow of the boat, and they're getting very fearful. And they said, you know, we need to have some help. How are we going to do this? We need to have someone pray for us. And so they picked out a guy who said, yeah, I went to church a long time ago, but I haven't been there a few years now. So they picked him up. We want you to pray for us. We want you to pray for a safe journey back home. And so he got all of his words ready. He got his nervousness out, and he said, oh Lord, I have not asked you for anything for 15 years. And if you deliver us out of this storm and bring us safe to land again, I promise you, I won't bother you for another 15 years. Is this the way our prayer life goes? Is this the way we approach God? And they'll say, sometimes that's the way we do it. Maybe we'll pray when we go to bed, or maybe we'll pray on an anniversary or a birthday, or maybe we'll pray that when family comes, that they have a safe journey. But we don't interject prayer into our daily life as the way we should. Because, you know, daily life
with God. It's communication with God. When we talk about communication,
years ago, we would have the landline. Remember that phone that's just right up against the wall and take it off. And you could dial that number and talk to another person on the other side of that cord. Although if you had a party line, you could listen in on those conversations. I grew up with a party line.
But that's the way we use it. Now it's cell phones. And now it's not talking, but it's texting. It's texting your family, it's texting everybody.
Our kids won't answer the phone. They'll answer the text, which seems very quick.
But you see, with prayer and going to God, it's attracting God's attention. Hey, God, I want you in my life.
Most of the time we say, God, I need this. I desire this.
And I need it now. And yet God wants us to be in His awareness every single day of our life. He wants us to attract His attention every day. Every day.
I remember now that when Karen would travel as a traveling mammography tech. And she said, when she began traveling, she said, you know, this is going to be good thing. I'll go out, I'll come home, I'll go out, I'll come home. And, you know, we'll get by. And I'll sit home for 3 weeks and I'll go out and everything will be all right. There were times where she sat home for 3 months before she got called again and went out. It was getting rather tense when I would go out walking and I would knock on God's door. Knock, 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 God. You know, Karen's been sitting home. She needs to go out to work. Give her that opportunity. Every day, knock, knock, knock. That's what God wants us to do, is knock on His heavenly door to attract His attention. Because prayer is there for us to bring to God in thanksgiving, to thank Him for blessing us. A few years ago, we had a little bare tree out there in the narthex. And I asked you to put on that tree your blessings or your needs and wants. And we went through those prayers very quickly. We should have taken more time. But as we pray for those blessings, we thank God. And they were our response to Him for what He has given us. Each morning, I thank God for my family. I thank God for my personal family. I thank God for this family, because you are our family. And I thank God for you. I thank God for all that you do, whether it's in the world or whether it's for Mom or I. I thank God. Because that's attracting God's goodness and God's grace and God's love for you. That He has been in your lives. So it's attracting God to be in our lives. Sometimes we can be like Columbo. You remember Columbo? The mystery series? Columbo would come up and ask this person a question or whatever. Then he'd turn and he'd go away. And then, oh, he forgot something. He'd come back again. And he'd go, and oh, I forgot something. You see, prayer needs to be like that. Our prayer is a supplication to God. And when you think about that, I want you to think about the word acts. A-C-T-S. Prayer is that word. Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication.
adoration of Almighty, most merciful God. Confession. We confess that you are our Creator and Maker. Thanksgiving. I thank you for my life. I thank you for the life of my family. I thank you for all of this that you have blessed me with. Now, Lord, I need something from you. I need your presence. I need your comfort. I need your healing hand. I need your uplifting spirit in my life. See, that's what acts can be. And that's the prayer that you can have. Because God comes into your life. God lifts you up. God encourages you in your life. As a child of God, redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ. There's many times that our Lord shows us examples of prayer. And when you read scripture, and he said, and it says, and Jesus went away and prayed. He was praying for his disciples. He was praying that God would continue to lead them, continue to uplift them, and to encourage them. Not all prayer is done in church. Not all prayer is done verbally in the presence of many. Because prayer is also a private conversation that you have with God. It's your time. It is your conversation. It is your heart-to-heart talk with God as He has blessed you and continues to bless you. And we need that in our lives. And I have mentioned to you before that I have this little picture of a butterfly, and it's over my desk at home, and it says, "Life is fragile. Handle it with prayer." That's how prayer is supposed to be in our life, to strengthen us. I want to use a quote from C.S. Lewis's book, and it's called The Screwtape Letters, where the screw tape is about a demon in the upper echelon of hell. This is Screwtape. Now, Screwtape is advising Wormwood, who's his nephew. And this is what he says to Wormwood. Interfere at any price in the Christian's life, in any fashion. When people start to pray, real prayer is lethal to our cause. See what happens when you pray? When you pray and you thank God for all of those blessings, the devil doesn't like that. The devil flees from you because he knows that he can't touch you. So the Lord gives us that action of prayer to be in our lives and to continue to lift us up and encourage us and to be bold. To be bold in prayer and to continue coming to Him time and time and time and time and time and time again. Because prayer is a conversation with God about all the things that He has done and all the things that He can do and will do in our lives. In Christ's holy name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and your lives in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand as you are able.